Good evening. You are tuning in to Awani Review with me, Cynthia Ng. In this episode, we want to take a closer look at how COVID-19 and the subsequent MCOs are shifting housing market sentiments and demand. Is this the right time to buy or rent a home? Joining me on the show today is Vincent Lim. He is the managing partner and co-founder of Cozy Homes.
Just give us a quick introduction about Cozy Homes and how is it different from other property rental platforms in Malaysia?
Okay, hi, Cynthia. So Cozy Home is a property rental platform that serves the tenant and owner. When we first started this rental platform, it's all because of the tenant. We think that they are the underserved community in Malaysia, and they always spend a lot of time and money in order to search a nice and beautiful house that they can call it a home. Then along the way, we also realized that there is a huge knowledge gap among the property owners in Malaysia in terms of managing tenants and also property. And that's why we started Cozy Homes, and this is basically what we are doing. So how are we very different from other platforms is we only offer designer fully furnished homes. And we have this is one of our USP. We do virtual tour, meaning to say you actually don't have to step out of your house and you can view the unit through the internet. And moving forward, we have our online tenancy that comes with the e-signature and also e-stamping. Yeah.
So that's quite interesting because, now with the pandemic and another MCO, virtual touring, virtual viewing is probably the only option to go right now. Can you talk to us a bit about the trends that you've seen in the past year and how the pandemic has changed how people approach renting a house?
Well, I think after this MCO, everyone will get very comfortable with digital means. I can share with you one of our success stories through the MCO 1.0, right? It's because of the virtual tour, we managed to rent out 30 units by not stepping out of the house. So I think that's really a success story for us. Well, in terms of buying properties also, I realized a lot of developers are tapping into all these digital means and also this virtual tour, okay? Because it really can show the buyer, every single corner, just, a click away through the internet. And that's why I say MCO, it's really like a catalyst or like an accelerator for all this, to be transferred and transformed into online.
Yeah, definitely with the travel restrictions, there are less people coming in and less tourists. And that would, I imagine, impact the rental market for the housing segment, right? So, how has it been for you guys in the past year?
Well, last year was quite a hit for us because we are doing rental and 50% of our tenant consists of expats. Because we are offering, like I mentioned, designer fully furnished, and the rental rate wouldn't be, the very cheap kind of rental rate, right? So what we have done is we pivoted a little. Instead of waiting for the expats to come back, we actually focus a bit on our secondary product that time is tenancy management service, because we know the local owners are still around and it can become more valuable because of the movement restriction. So how does this thing work? So in conventionally, tenancy management is being charged at a 10% rate of their rental income. So what we have done is we break down this 10% rate into a la carte version. So what the owner needs to do is they actually have to only pay $99 as a subscription fee for a year. And if let's say they have any jobs that needed to be done, right, they pay per request. So it becomes very affordable and very reasonable for the price that they are paying. So that's what we have done. And also talking about, losing out a 50% shortage of the tenant because of the expats, right? We work very, very closely with the owner. So we try to differentiate their unit using data-driven analysis. So we help them with their pricing. We give them some add-on services. And also we do a lot of promo in order for them to rent out their unit.
Well, Well, the Ministry of Finance announced very recently that they are looking at possibly increasing the incentives to help businesses. For a housing or rental platform like yours, you know, what kind of support do you need?
I think, well, if moratorium can happen the second time, that would be the best. Again, maybe in terms of the salary.
Mm-hmm. Which subsidy?
Which subsidy? They can help us a bit on that. Other than that, I think it's more on... earlier, they have all this digitalization grant, right? I think it's working very well. I think they should extend all this. Well, if it's not a grant, but at least subsidy in terms of doing digitalization.
Okay.
Right. We have gone through a whole digitization process in 2020, especially during the MCO period.
Okay. I want to get a sense of who's using your platform. So, you know, the past year is all about working from home, remote working, and people wanting to move away from crowded areas. Where do you see the most demand, and, you know, what kind of properties are getting most attention on your platform?
If you talk about rental market, right, basically we divide using the price range from below 2,000 to 4,000 and above. So I think 2,000 and below, right, even with this MCO it's going on, I think the effect it's not as huge as the others' price range. Why? Because there is still a constant supply of young adult, you know, students who are not ready to buy house, but they just want to rent. And also because all these prices, right, cannot go down significantly, you see. But whereas if you talk about anything above 4,000, right, it's the price can drop significantly, especially in city center. The price drop has been witnessed to be as high as 30%. You see, that's really, really a huge drop. And also, if you talk about in between 2,000 and 4,000, right, there will be a slight compromising in terms of the lifestyle quality, because they can actually choose to pay lesser in terms of rental because of the current situation. They have to do some saving, and you know, the current situation is so volatile, everyone don't know what's going to happen next, so it's better for them to save a bit, spend lesser on the rental. And that is why there is also a significant drop in terms of demand and rental rate within the 2,000 to 4,000 band.
Now, speaking of a drop in asking prices and a drop in basically the overall demand, right? There was a report by Property Guru that reported that the four key markets, the KL, Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Penang and Johor, saw a downward trend in asking prices. So this, I see, could be an opportune time for those who are unable to buy a home then to do so now. What are your thoughts? Is this now a good time to rent or to buy?
Yes, the price is very volatile right now. I was reading this report earlier. This is the first time in many, many years, right? Prices are actually dropping. But of course, this is understandable because price cannot be going up if rental is going down, right? Because they are so correlated. Whether or not it's the right time to buy property, I think end of the day, it still goes back to the fundamental. So whether or not you are ready, are you equipped with the knowledge? And do you know your game plan? Do you have, have you set your budget? And of course, you have to do your 100% due diligence before you buy a property. If let's say all these things are being done, right, then why not? Just go for it, right? Mm-hmm. And whether or not, again, this current situation, is it a good time to buy? When you talk about buying property, it can be for own stay and also it can be for investment. If let's say you are talking about own stay, right, actually you don't have to wait, you know, MCO period or not MCO period. Anytime is the best time for you to buy for own stay. Because
that's
more
low
like
interest rates right now.
That's for sure. But because for own stay, that's more like a necessity, right? But if you talk about investment, then I can foresee there will be a lot of good deals going on right now. I mean, a lot of people wants to cash out in order to save their business, you know, pay salary to their staff. Then there will be a lot of good deals in the market. So just, you know, start to shop around and wait for the good chance to go into the market.
So what are some of the rental and overall home ownership trends that you foresee will take place in the coming months as a result of MCO 2.0?
In terms of the rental, like I say, it's recovering. I think, but the thing is the improvement, the recovery to what we had before MCO 1.0 is, I think, almost impossible unless the boundaries are open, you see. Because we only have the local market supporting this rental market right now. And of course, we have a bit of expats. Those expats are those people that cannot get out of this country because of this boundaries closing, right? So it's going to be as good as what the local market can afford to pay for rental. As for home buying, well, I think starting from last year, there are quite a number of campaigns, HOC campaign, rent-to-own campaign, you know, initiated by the government. And I believe this will stimulate, the ownership progression. Mm-hmm. Remember just now I mentioned, you know, people within the 2,000 ringgit to 4,000 ringgit renters, right? I think they will be very tempted to buy their first home by taking full advantage of all these benefits. And of course, together, like what you mentioned, very low interest rate. And yeah, just 2 days ago, I think the news came out, right? Interest rate going to be even lower. I think it's going to be like record low.
And you see developers throwing all kinds of incentives from refrigerator to free club membership. So this looks like a good time if you can afford it.
And also they always like to have zero down booking fee. So you actually go in and just have to point your finger and you can, in a way, own a house.
Okay. So what does that mean for you? Because you are in the business of renting properties, right? What are your immediate goals coming as we come out of the second lockdown and future plans post-COVID?
Virtual tour, that's something that we're going to double down. I'm going to make sure every single unit comes with a virtual tour. So that people don't actually have to step out of the house and they can actually rent a unit. And also I'm building a dashboard for the owner and tenant. So earlier, because we are doing things semi-auto, all right? So moving forward, I hope with this dashboard in place, right? The owner can actually, you know, all communication can be done through the dashboard, including, you know, the back end, like people like us. And also moving forward, I'll be transforming my listing platform to be a transactional platform. Again, meaning to say, you can actually place your booking or purchase every single services that we are providing through the internet, because we're going to put a payment gateway in place. Those are quite immediate plans that we're going to execute. And
so cutting down the middleman altogether.
Well, in a way, but one of the initiatives for this year also, we are not, I want to stress on this, we are not here to, you know, replace agency work or any property agents. In fact, we are here to increase the market efficiency as a whole. So what do I mean by that is agents are welcome to work with us. Because all these things is going to increase their efficiency in terms of closing their sales, closing their deals. We have plans to work together with agents. And I'm pretty sure agents will like, you know, the kind of services and also the kind of rewards and incentives that we are actually offering right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I wish you all the best with your future plans. Thanks, Vincent. And it was nice speaking with you.
Thanks, Cynthia.
And that was Vincent Lim, co-founder and managing partner of Cozy Homes. Thank you for watching. I am Cynthia Ng. Good night.